This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says a grave incident has threatened his country's coronavirus prevention efforts. That's a rare admission by Pyongyang, which claims that North Korea is free of COVID-19. During a Politburo meeting of the ruling Workers' Party, Kim chastised senior officials for unspecified carelessness related to the coronavirus pandemic. This according to the state-run Korean Central News Agency, or KCNA, reporting on Wednesday. The news agency said the officials have caused a grave incident that poses a huge crisis to the safety of the nation and its people. The report provided no details about the incident or how it posed a threat. North Korea continues to insist it has found zero cases of COVID-19. That's a nearly impossible claim that is widely disputed by global health experts. In a report last week, the World Health Organization said North Korea claimed it had conducted over 31,000 COVID-19 tests, all of which came back negative. The Pentagon said Tuesday that the U.S. will leave a much larger number of troops than usual as a security detail at its embassy in Kabul as it removes other troops from the country. It's also expected to leave extra American forces at the Kabul airport to help protect the facility. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said Tuesday that the United States was, quote, still working out some of the details of what the security situation is going to look like. The Pentagon would not confirm reports about specific numbers of troops that will stay in Afghanistan after the withdrawal of other troops is complete. The Associated Press reported last week that roughly 650 U.S. troops are expected to remain in Afghanistan to provide security for